Psalm 74, a Maskil of Asaph. O God, why hast thou cast us off forever? Why did thine anger smoke against the sheep of thy pasture? Remember thy congregation, which thou hast purchased of old, the rod of thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed, this Mount Zion wherein thou hast dwelt. Lift up thy feet unto the perpetual desolations, even all that the enemy hath done wickedly in the sanctuary. Thine enemies roar in the midst of thy congregations. They set up their ensigns for signs. A man was famous according as he had lifted up axes upon the thick trees. But now they break down the carved work thereof at once with axes and hammers. They have cast fire into thy sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling place of thy name to the ground. They said in their hearts, Let us destroy them together. They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. We see not our signs. There is no more any prophet, neither is there among us any that knoweth how long. O God, how long shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? Why withdrawest thou thy hand, even thy right hand? Pluck it out of thy bosom. For God is my King of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. Thou didst divide the sea by thy strength. Thou breakest the heads of the dragons in the waters. Thou breakest the heads of Leviathan in pieces, and gavest him to be meat to the people inhabiting the wilderness. Thou didst cleave the fountain and the flood. Thou driedst up mighty rivers. The day is thine, the night also is thine. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun. Thou hast set all the borders of the earth. Thou hast made summer and winter. Remember this, that the enemy hath reproached, O Lord, and that the foolish people have blasphemed thy name. O deliver not the soul of thy turtle dove unto the multitude of the wicked. Forget not the congregation of thy poor forever. Have respect unto thy covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. O, let not the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise thy name. Arise, O God, plead thine own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproached thee daily. Forget not the voice of thine enemies. The tumult of those that rise up against thee increaseth continually. Why does the Lord cast off his own people? Why does God allow his enemies to overcome his people? Why at times in history have the enemies of God conquered his people and consumed them from within? Thine enemies roar in the midst of thy congregations. They set up their ensigns for signs. They have cast fire into thy sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling place of thy name to the ground. They said in their hearts, Let us destroy them together. They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. Why, O Lord? Well, it is because of the sin and disobedience of the people of God. When the people of God get too lifted up with themselves and too in love with the blessings God has given them and become too rich and prosperous and comfortable, that often they begin to make friendships with the lost world. And over time, they begin to learn the ways of the unbelievers and they begin to love earthly things, fleshly lusts, and carnal pursuits. And they forget their God, the one who blessed them. And when God sends prophets to tell the people to repent and turn back to the Lord, they refuse to listen. They mock the prophets and despise them. They become stubborn in their ways and harden their hearts in pride and refuse to listen. And so the Lord is left with no choice but to chasten them severely. He allows their enemies to come in and destroy. His people didn't want God anymore. They thought they didn't need him. And so God removes his hand of protection from off of his people. Oh, how many times have we seen this throughout history? And how many times have you experienced this? But we must remember that God is our King of old. He's the one who works salvation in the midst of the earth. Thankfully, there is always a remnant who will repent. There is always a remnant who does fear the Lord and cries out to him for salvation. Even during Elijah's time, there were 7,000 that did not bow the knee to Baal. And so eventually, after God is punished and wounded, his heart turns back to his people, and he reaches down mightily in his strength and breaks the heads of his enemies. He crushes the heads of the devil's kingdom. And he delivers his people with might and power. He shows himself strong with mighty signs and wonders. He cleaved the Red Sea. He parted the Jordan River. He will dry up the Euphrates. Thou breakest the heads of Leviathan in pieces, and gavest him to be meat to the people inhabiting the wilderness. Thou didst cleave the fountain and the flood. Thou driest up mighty rivers. The day is thine, the night also is thine. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun. Arise, O God, plead thine own cause. The Lord will arise, his enemies will be scattered, and he will deliver all who call upon his name. Psalm 74.